Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 494 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Prabhu over in India. All right, now here's today's question from Prabhu.
Hey, Pat. Good morning. This is Prabhu from India. I run a blog called bloggersbooks.com. I have a question for you that how do you manage the content curation? I mean, say for Facebook goes down tomorrow, Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, they can go down tomorrow. Then what's the plan? And as far as we're talking about email list, what if email goes out of soon tomorrow? What if internet goes out of soon tomorrow? What's the next move? Thanks. If you're listening to my question, if you can answer the question, thanks very much. Cheers. Bye.
Man, this is a great question, Prabhu. Thank you so much for asking. What if the internet were to disappear tomorrow? I think the world would just be in mass hysteria, honestly, because there are so many people who rely on it, and it runs the world, essentially, and there's a lot of people out there who would be very lost. Now, of course, not taking into consideration if the internet went down, then the stock market would crash and all this other stuff would happen. Everybody would lose their money and that sort of thing. If just the internet were to go down, but everything else essentially stayed the same, what would I do? What would be my next move? Well, I'm putting things into place in case that were to happen. Now, I don't think the internet's going to go down, but what I mean is having a plan B or in a C and a plan D. So this is essentially being able to take the money that I've earned and investing it in other places and diversifying my portfolio, not just my passive income online business portfolio, but other things like real estate. That's something I'm getting into now. Other forms of investments too. So that's really important because the internet, of course, is that's the kind of business I teach, but that doesn't necessarily mean I would be able to survive without the internet. I think I could do a good job of creating something and providing solutions for people in the area that I live in a brick and mortar space, for example, and that sort of thing. I do have some emergency funds set aside in case something were to happen, and that would obviously be an emergency, and I could see myself setting up shop and creating a business in some other way, shape, or form. Now, I don't know what that is and what that looks like. It depends on what the whole situation is, but that's a very interesting question. Everybody who's listening to this, if you use the hashtag AskPat494, answer this question for me. What would you do if the internet were to disappear tomorrow? What would be your plan, or what would you see yourself doing? Maybe I'd buy a farm or something and start, you know, creating my own crops and just being self-sufficient that way. I think that would be very interesting and fun and necessary, actually, for a lot of people to do. Anyway, let's go to some of your other kind of parts of your question. What if email went down? Well, email is obviously very important, and that's kind of a safety net for a lot of people in case the social media sites went down, because that is a way for you to contact your audience directly. And I've had problems with my website before where my email list was the saving grace because I was able to talk to my audience still, even though my website was down. And if my website had gotten completely hacked and to a point where I wouldn't be able to get access to it anymore, and I'm talking about smartpassiveincome.com, when it was hacked in 2013 and I couldn't get into it for about a week and a half, lost about $15,000 in the process, kind of estimated, the email list was everything I needed to set up shop somewhere else if I needed to, online, of course. I every once in a while export my entire email list into a spreadsheet, so I keep that on my hard drive in case that particular provider were to leave or go away. So that's another safety net, and I keep that in my backup in my external hard drive. And yeah, so again, just having these plan Bs, and these are obviously worst case scenarios, but it's obviously something that can happen. We all thought MySpace was going to be around for a while. And even though it's coming back in a different way. It's not what we all thought it was. And a lot of businesses were created on the back of MySpace and then kind of just disappeared as soon as MySpace kind of disappeared too. So I think it's really important to think about these questions. That's why I appreciate this, Prabhu. But yeah, my I don't necessarily have a plan, but I do have things in place in case things were to happen. And I do feel like I have the skills necessary. And I think that's really what the most important thing that you need to realize is that you're, as an entrepreneur, gaining these skills that would allow you to survive no matter what platform, what situations happening in terms of the world or what technology exists, even if it were to disappear, you'd have the skills necessary to become a successful entrepreneur. Even if we went back to the olden days and all electricity disappeared and we were back in the 1800s, you know, we could, you know, you'd have the skills to be able to figure out how to make things work. And that's what really entrepreneurship is all about, adapting to the situation that you're in to make it work and succeed. So, curious to hear what everybody else thinks about this question. Just a really, really fun question to ask, and I appreciate that, Prabhu. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Again, use the hashtag AskPat494 to let me know what would you do if the internet went down tomorrow. Love to hear your thoughts. And obviously, if you have a question to ask, head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and you know, I appreciate all your questions coming in. I thank you so much for that. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and here's a quote to finish off the week. By Steve Farnsworth, he said, "Trustworthy content has a balanced point of view. It asks and answers the right questions. It doesn't love itself. It tries to inform and educate." I appreciate you. Take care. And if you have a second, head on over to iTunes and leave a quick review for Ask Pat. I appreciate that. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening in, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.